Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 117. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And welcome to this episode.
Welcome to Bleed Geek.
Brought to you by the letters B and G.
B-N-G? Like bump and grind? Like my volleyball team?
No.
Oh.
Like Bleed and Geek. Anyways, as usual, it's Thursday night. It is the 5th Thursday of August, approximately. Wait. Is that calendar, like, messing with my head right now?
Why? That's today.
What day was the 1st?
Whoa! It's messing with us.
Because I thought Thursday was the 1st of the month, but as I'm looking at Randy's calendar, it says the 1st is Tuesday, it says the 2nd is Wednesday.
But it's 1-2-1-2.
And then it says 1 on Thursday again, and I'm just sitting here staring at it thinking...
The hell is going on?
I am clearly on acid. But, nope, that's just weird.
Wow.
And it took me only all month to figure that out, as it's the 29th.
It is the 5th Thursday, though.
Yeah. So,
welcome.
Here we are. Yeah, it's been an interesting week. The end of last week actually got pretty interesting. Let's just kick into it, huh?
Crazy.
Steve Ballmer last Friday decided, hey, F you, Microsoft.
I'm out.
He didn't really just quit like that. He no. said within a year. But it does seem as though information that's come out since then has said he wants out faster. It's his decision, not like they had this planned or anything.
It's because he's like, I'm in a sinking ship.
It's crazy. He's been the CEO for 13 years. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
It's crazy that he's worked there since 1980.
So you want to know my thoughts on it?
He's the 30th employee.
That's pretty crazy. I think he is being asked to leave behind closed doors.
Nah, I think that's about right. Bill Gates is like, what the F are you guys doing with my company?
Well, I saw an interesting stat that was like, when Bill was there, it was worth like $700.
They're worth a lot less now.
Yeah, like it's like a fifth of what it used to be.
Steve Ballmer, you are a maniac. However, I'm going to miss him because we get to make a lot of fun of him being crazy.
Because he's crazy.
And that's fun for us, so.
It's never a dull moment with him there.
Yeah, he just shows up randomly in weird places, says what he thinks. Probably not what he should sometimes. But hey, we always have Eric Schmidt, right?
That's true.
And it's funny because they just did this whole shakeup at Microsoft where they realigned everything, right? I think based on what I've been reading that most people, the consensus is if they bring in someone from the outside, that could happen again, a whole new shakeup.
So does that mean if you build it, they will come?
But if they promote it from within, that they'll probably just leave it the way it is since... That's kind of how it already is. It's interesting timing, to be sure. But he basically is there until they find someone to replace him. So he could be gone next month, right? But I think it's a little bit longer of a process than that.
I agree.
It's weird to think, like, most places you put in 2 weeks or a month notice when you're going to quit, right? Like, think he just essentially just put in a year notice.
But I think, obviously, when you're in that kind of position, it's right. Not like you can just be like, well, see you later.
It's like number 40th on, like, the wealthiest, the Forbes list. Like, it's got a lot of assets.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And it makes sense because Bill Gates was on top of the chart forever, and he was the CEO of Microsoft, right? So it only makes sense that his successor would. And, I mean, they always talked about Steven Sinofsky taking over, but then he was out last year. And actually, he just got a job with Box. Did you see that? Box, like a box, but Box, like
Boxy Box?
Like, no, like Samsung bought them.
Box? Like B-O-C-K?
No, B-O-X. They're like a cloud, like Dropbox. There's also Box.
Dropbox.
But
Box,
not,
Box.
It's just Box. I have a Box account just because they're giving away free storage, so I signed up. But a lot of people think they're going to take over, like, huge an enterprise now that they have him. I think he's really just as an advisor, not even a real role. But do you think Ballmer will ever get another job, or do you think he's just done skis?
How old is he?
I guess in his 50s. but he is 57.
I'd say he's probably done.
Yeah, he's definitely going to retire.
I just don't see, like...
Number 19 on the Forbes 400. $15.2 billion is personal wealth. Steve Anthony Ballmer. Since January 2000. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Paul Allen. Yeah, so... That was interesting. That was last Friday. Kind of a weird Friday. I mean, typically they do those kind of things Fridays, right?
Right.
The stock skyrocketed. I wouldn't say it skyrocketed, but it went up heavily following the announcement, which I guess doesn't say good things about him. You think he's like, F off, I don't care, because you guys are just making all my stock options go up, and then I'm going to cash out?
Right. Yeah, I think...
Or he doesn't care because he's worth $15
billion. I don't know. It's...
Or do you think he's like, wow, what did I do here? I'm so crazy.
No, like he wasn't. Yeah, probably that. Probably the
latter.
Look
at all these crazy memes of me and sweating and running around on stage. Or do you think you just avoid anything about you on the internet at that point?
No, I'm sure working for a company like that, I'm pretty sure you have to have some visibility of what happens. But he's probably on Reddit all day.
That's probably... Looking up in the Microsoft subreddits.
Yeah.
Seeing what's happening. Creeping around.
Exactly.
In other leaving news, there was an announcement this morning / last night that Hugo something or other.
Chavez?
No, do you know who I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
Is out at Google. The guy in charge of Android.
Really? No, I didn't hear that.
He's going to Ichiban. I don't know how you say the name for real. It's some company that makes cell phones in Japan.
So I'm sure he's getting paid. Oh, that.
You know? Do you know which guy I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hugo.
Hugo
Barra.
Barra.
He's going to Hugo Barra. The company that he's going to is XIAOM. And they make cell phones in China.
Xiaomi?
Yeah. It's very. It always reminds me of Inbox backwards, but it's not them.
Yeah.
MOX. So it's funny. So apparently, Mr. Sergey Brin, I do what I want, he had this wife, right? He was with this lady. I don't know if they were married. I think they were married, but whatever. His girlfriend, his wife, was the founder, the... person running 23andMe, the chick running 23andMe.
Oh, yep.
But apparently they're on the outs. They've been living in different houses. And supposedly now Sergey is dating a new girl, which happens to be Hugo's ex-girlfriend. And now he's leaving the company.
Interesting.
Does that seem circumstantial or...
You
think it's just a funny coincidence?
I think it's a coincidence. But at the same time, maybe she's like... She's obviously into money.
I feel bad. Like, I'm not worried about Android as a whole, but I do worry. Like, I feel like it's a big deal.
It's a hit.
I think he had one of the best stage presences comparative to a lot of the other people there because, well, a lot of them are from other places.
Right. Well, he was, like you said, the stage presence. Like, he was... I don't know if he's ever been, like, not a part of an Android...
Announcement.
Yeah. You know, like, and he's a smooth talker. Like, he's one of the ones that, like, gives Google sort of a semi-normalcy to them.
I mean, even, you have the guy that's in charge of, like, design, Matthias, right?
Maybe...
He's, like, always wearing crazy shirts and stuff. Who knows what he's doing? And he never presents anyway.
What if... He is going there to be like an insider for Google.
Like how Marissa Mayer went to Yahoo, right? She's getting it all. Buying everything up. But last night they announced that he was leaving and he confirmed it. And yeah. I don't know. How do you leave Google at this point? I don't know. It seems a little crazy.
I don't know why you would.
But plenty of other people do.
But I'm sure... I bet you there's money involved.
Yeah, I'm sure they're paying him a lot. And it's weird, too, that they're based out of China, because that's like, is he going to move to China, or is he going to be in America?
Working remotely.
Yeah. Good thing you live on the closest coast to them, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so that's a pretty big deal. I'm sure at Apple HQ, they're happy about the situation. Even though it won't really affect them, but...
Yeah. No, I think...
Still, you got to think a little bit of a shakeup's always good for you, right? Just like I'm sure when Scott Forstall was kicked out, they're like, ha-ha, we got them. Android, I mean, you know.
I get you.
And the same with Sanofsky, and... I don't know. Those two, obviously, we saw coming, because they're both supposedly jerks, but... I mean, Hugo seemed pretty cool, and...
Like I said, he was... Yeah, he gave Google sort of a... Somebody who, like, everybody could relate to, I guess. Like, oh, he's just, like, a normal guy.
Right. And he wasn't, like, super crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at, like, and you think of, like, Larry. I mean, sure, he's got that voice problem, but you just think of, like, how weird that makes him seem now, like, when he talks, right?
Well, it's like, and just, that, like, because I didn't know about it. You know, that was the first thing I said, and you're like, hey, jackass, how about you do some research before you start judging the hell out of him? And I'm like... Oh, but you know, it's like, think of how many people just have no clue.
Right. And then like, yeah, like, I mean,
but he does.
I understand the language barrier when you have a lot of people from different nationalities working for you. But when you're giving a presentation and it's weird. Just so dry. And I mean, they speak
you can't
English.
Express emotion, Mike.
They speak English well enough, but sometimes
you can't
it's
express
just
emotion.
Like, this is what's happening.
Don't be that guy,
this
Mike.
This is what we're doing with Android. And really, I mean, Hugo isn't in charge of Android because it's both under Pitar, whatever his name is. But he was a huge player in that game, so who knows? Be interesting to see who comes up. Anything else you want to say about that?
No.
Well, I yawn.
Nope, got nothing there.
So, it's funny that I put TYT. The New York Times and Twitter were both hacked yesterday by the Syrian Electronic Army, or is that what it is? Electronic Army? What else would the E stand for?
I don't know what it stands for, but...
Basically by a phishing email, I guess, is how they got in, and something to do with the... domain registrars? I don't know.
That's kind of crazy.
But hey, we're going to go to war anyway, right?
Probably. Yeah, who knows what's going to happen there.
Do you think we're going to war?
Yeah.
Need to get that economy going, right?
It was funny. I was reading a Reddit thing, and it was talking about how war is just like a big racket.
It's like a front, right?
Right? Like, doesn't that... I mean, it's like,
gangster
that makes total
shit.
Sense.
I get it.
No, it's good for the economy.
There's a movie that they made called Canadian Bacon where they tried to make an army to get, you know, or Wag the Dog is similar.
I've never seen Wag the Dog.
It's a good movie because most time...
I've heard good things about it.
Because the person, you know, the dog wags the tail, but sometimes the tail can wag the dog.
Ooh. Or yeah. Like the butterfly effect.
That's a good movie, that, yeah. Anyways, so they were hacked, and it's all better now, but don't follow funny emails, I guess. Did you hear about a 2DS?
Yeah, I didn't get to read about it, but I did
it's
catch 2DS. That...
It's like a step backwards. Piece of pie.
It didn't make... I'm just like, what are you guys doing?
Actually, it kind of makes sense.
Like, I've seen the 3DS, and it just seemed weird always to me, just because you got, like, the kind of thing. Isn't
yeah.
Like a, you know?
It's two screens. And just dual screen, that's what DS stands for, dual screen.
But it just seems weird. So what's the difference between the 2DS and the 3DS?
Well, okay, so originally it was just the DS, right? The dual screen, bottom one's touchscreen, top one's not. That was a clamshell. The 3DS is the same thing, except for that the screen's in 3D. And then they made the 3DS Lite and the 3DS Ultra, or so, I don't know, whatever the big one's called. It's bigger. You know, so they have a bigger screen, whatever. It's basically a D-pad on one side, buttons on one side,
yep.
Bumpers, start, pause, pretty basic Nintendo, but you have a touch screen, so it's stylus, whatever. And the 2DS is not a clamshell, just one piece. Kind of looks like a thin slice of pie. Are you looking at it right now? Or are you looking at something else?
No, I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at something else, but I'm listening to you.
No, I know. I just thought you were looking at a picture. Maybe you're. But it's like a slice of pie. Like, it gets wider. That's why I say a slice of pie. Like, it gets slightly wider on the fat end. Except for it's just like a slab. It's almost like a tablet. And it really is just one piece, but they have two screens still.
So it doesn't fold.
It's just one thing.
Gotcha. I'm looking at it.
I think $129 is what it's going to be. $130. It's pretty cheap. They said very specifically that they're aiming for a very young market. Basically something you can hand to your kids that they're not going to break, I think. Because the DS, anytime you add hinges, I guess, you know, you're vulnerable at a point, right?
Right.
Like if, yeah, so.
Right. Well, it just gives it the only thing breaking is, point.
You said you're looking at a picture of it?
Yeah.
Where are the bumpers? All there the way at go. The top? Because that sucks to hold. Because at least, you can see the 3DS XL, that's what the big one's called. So when you're holding it like this, the bumpers are here, the screen is here.
Mm-hmm.
Not that anyone but you can really see what I'm doing right now.
Right.
But the screen is here, but now you're going to be like this, looking at the screen, and then the bottom screen will be down lower.
It might not be bad, though.
Yeah. They're also...
I think it's going to be weird.
They're also bringing down the price of the Wii U by $50, down to $300.
Nice.
Well, for the Ultra, which is weird because they're not lowering. They just finally announced today, because they didn't say yesterday whether or not they would change the basic pack or not, but they're not. So they're both $300. So you can get a white one with, I think, 8 gigs of hard drive and no games for $300. Or you get the black one with Mario Land and 32 gigs for $300. And they're going to have a special edition with the Wind Waker HD. For $300, that's black, has that game, plus Mario, or not Mario, but Nintendo Land.
Yep.
For $300.
Well, how much storage?
8? 32.
It'll be 32 also. Hmm.
And I think the price goes into effect in the middle of September. So,
Would you like our suggestion on what to do?
You should probably get just the white one. I'm fairly certain. That's a joke. Don't do that. But anywho, yeah, that's what's going on with that. Yeah, Nintendo there, and then so this has brought up a whole nother round of people writing about how Nintendo just needs to suck it up and make iOS games, or not necessarily iOS, but mobile games for phones.
I feel bad for them. You know, like they were such a strong competitive company, like especially when they got the Wii out there.
I still think they make amazing games, like. They dropped it by $50. I consider buying one now because they have a new Mario game coming out for it. They have Mario Kart eventually and Mario Party coming out. There's a new Zelda game.
Do you just get bored with the same?
I think all their games are great. They're first party games. The problem is they don't get any of the exclusive third party games, and they don't get any good games, and because they are so moving themselves out of the norm that sure they can make games for the controller, but even the third party ports that come out like Call of Duty or something, right? It's weird on their controllers.
Well, it's weird, and then they don't have the processing power that the other consoles have.
It's dumbed down a little too, right? Or just runs like crap because it doesn't have the processing power.
Makes me kind of sad.
Nintendo is doing exactly what it's done, but the game around this, and by the game, I mean the bigger game, the industry, is changing around it, and they're going their own direction.
Right. Oh, that's what they have to do.
It's funny, because everyone is like, oh, I wish Nintendo would make games for iOS and Android, right? But I guarantee as soon as they make an iOS or Android game, they're going to be like, oh, I can't believe Nintendo sold out and made a Nintendo, you know.
Well, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't.
I guarantee there's going to be backlash if they do it.
It's the smartest. It would be, I mean, we've talked about it before. It would be like one of the smartest things for them to do.
Yeah.
Truly.
But it is what it is. I would totally, like, especially like I really think like the Pokemon games like would make a killing on.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, because the 2DS yeah. Is launching almost identically to when the new Pokemon games X and Y are coming out, and they think that that's good.
Gotcha.
Like they kind of coincide, so.
Like people still go crazy over that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I.
Does that seem crazy?
Like I'm not gonna say I didn't spend a lot of time playing.
I believe you did.
Red and Blue.
Well, I know.
And I still have Red, and I play it every now and then on my Game Boy.
Yeah.
But I, after they got out of that first 150 Pokemon, I was like, this shit's crazy.
Yeah, because I know. Like,
and
Shelby,
it just keeps going
likes,
deeper.
She likes Red, I and there's they're... a website that you can actually play
oh,
Red
really?
For free. Yeah.
You should probably figure out what that is and send it to me so I can play that at work. Well, that'll just suck up a lot of time. But let's say they charge $2 for Pokemon Red, right? And Pokemon Blue individually. So
yeah.
You have to buy both, of course. That's how it works. You trade back and forth. But in the game, you buy items. You buy items, you buy Pokeballs, you buy spray, Poke Spray, or whatever. You know, all the crazy little stuff
you buy.
So they've
got in-game purchase.
So they have in-game. It's already set up for them. It's right there for the reaping. Like, it's like all these little kids. And in Japan alone, I mean, how much money would they make?
A shit ton.
40 yen. I don't even know if they use yen in Japan. I don't know what they use there. Rupees. Like,
rupees.
That's in India. And in Hyrule. Seriously, what do they use in Japan?
Yuan. Is that called Yuan? No, that's
know.
In China. Japanese currency. No, it is yen.
Nice. That wasn't even being racist then. That's awesome.
Nice. Yen equals 10 cents. No, 1 cent. Holy crap. We could be millionaires.
Yeninaires.
Wait, you can still say millionaires because you'd have a million. Not like I'm saying $1 million heirs.
Dollar heirs. Got a couple of yen and heirs walking in here. Google is also launching HD Hangouts. See how I just smoothed those right into
that's
that.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that. I did read that last
only for
night.
A million yen and heir.
And that'll be sweet. So if you watch our podcast, actually you will notice they're rolling it out like silently and randomly as they do with a lot of their stuff.
Yeah. And you're going to be able to do it without a plugin soon. Well, within the coming months.
Yes, because they're going to be doing it through their new
HTML5, not 5.
Video protocol. I forget what it's called.
Video
it called?
Script Runner, VSR.
VSR?
I just totally made that up. I have no idea.
VP8.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, VSR wasn't that far away then. What is VP8?
You were talking
for?
VCR, Mike.
No,
not
I said,
even
video
close.
Script runner.
Not
that's
even
exactly
close.
What I made it up. Facebook added a new feature.
Good for them.
I don't know if that's actually rolled out yet or if they just announced it. Shared photo albums.
So you can upload
now you
stuff?
Can not only tag people, you can make a photo album show up on their photo albums.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Why?
I don't like when people tag me in photos either, so I've got that turned on so where I have to manually approve all photos that I'm tagged in.
Why don't you just delete your Facebook account?
I like creeping.
Fair enough.
Except I don't like when people creep on me.
Like?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably watching right now.
Anyways,
so Facebook shared photo albums. It's the next big thing. Dig launched an Android app today. Whoa. Yeah, I just busted in with that.
Yeah, you didn't even have it on there.
Went off
well played,
course.
Sir.
Did you download it yet?
No.
I didn't even know it was out, Mike.
I didn't
Mike.
Know it was out.
You better get that.
I better get
I
on
use,
that.
You don't use Dig. You hang out on Reddit now.
I go on Dig still. Go on Dig almost every...
That was just
pretty close to every
a
day.
Funny joke because you hated Reddit. You're like, I'm never going
to
use it.
No, I just had to get
and
used to it.
And now you're all like, look at me. I'm a high commenter.
No.
I got karma like crazy. Is that what you call it, karma?
Yeah. Comment karma, not link karma. Not to be confused with link karma.
Or yen and airs.
or yen and airs.
So, Apple TV launched a couple new channels the other day.
How many people care?
Me and
Randy,
a lot of other people.
I care, clearly.
Vivo, it's like I have MTV now. An MTV that's actually MTV. Like it was in the 80s. Before it got bad. You can have 24-hour music videos. I was watching some Black Keys the other day. Videos that I hadn't seen. It's a good time. Then I watched HBO instead. But it launched, so Vivo, is that what you call it? Vivo?
Yep.
I hate those two service. Separate Disney channels, which seemed crazy, and you have to have, just like HBO Go, you have to have some sort of certain number of networks, which Dish was not included, in case you're curious. They launched the Weather Channel, which is a nice, now I can check the weather and watch the forecast for any city I want, any time I want.
Fancy pants.
And they launched one other one, a Smithsonian Channel, which I did not look at all because I didn't care. Mike, don't you care about history? Well, I do a little, but not enough to watch a channel about it because I had to watch The Wire. Was there one more?
No.
Are you lying?
Yes.
Do you know what it was?
No.
I'll take your word for it. So that's pretty exciting. One more step in the direction of, and supposedly, there's rumor of a Star Wars channel coming.
I doubt it. No, Randy, I'm not kidding. Well,
because you see, Disney and Apple are like best friends.
Apparently.
And Disney owns Star Wars now.
Does that make you happy still?
No. I wasn't happy. Anyways. Speaking of Iron Man.
Good one, Randy.
Because he's also owned by Disney, see?
I get you.
Elon Musk, crazy Hyperloop, SpaceX, Tesla. Tesla just passed like $50 billion in cap space. Neither here nor there. Except for that, it's pretty big for them. He's apparently going to show people how he made rockets, designed rockets with an Iron Man-like system. Like how in the movies, Iron Man's got all this. I'm moving my hands around a lot right now, you know? So apparently he built that now, too. In his spare time.
The guy gets crazy.
He's got a lot going on. And then it's funny because then Jon Favreau tweeted at him. And he's like, oh, like an Iron Man. And he's like, yes, exactly like that. Because he was the director of the first two Iron Man movies.
That's pretty cool.
And he responded.
That's kind of crazy.
Right. Apparently he thinks he's Tony Stark. Which he
kind
is at this point. I was like, well, when he starts selling weapons, then we'll worry.
So I was going to say, like, at this point, who am I to argue that now?
Yeah. This guy's crazy. So, that's all the news I have. I feel like there was one other thing I wanted to bring up, but I don't remember what it is right now. So, you have anything you want to throw into the gauntlet?
No. I haven't really heard anything.
I haven't been following news. I've been busy as crap at work.
Pretty much.
And now I got to go to Chicago all weekend.
I have to.
I'm being forced into this.
I know.
This is my nightmare. No, we're not going to go golfing.
It's true. Maybe mini golfing.
That happens. That usually happens in Wisconsin Dells on the way back, but you're flying.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really work.
It's true.
What time is your plane leave? I'm not going to say it on air. What if someone's stalking me right now?
Good call. I almost did.
I cut you right off there.
Yeah, that was nice. Well played.
So, if you like what has gone down here today and you want to find out more, you can follow us on some sort of social media. Google it. We're on Facebook, Twitter, the Tumblr. Are you Googling us right now?
Yeah.
I Googled us the other day from an anonymous computer at Best Buy.
Yeah? How did our results come up?
Pretty good.
No, we come up all over the place now.
I did it on what do you call that stupid thing that they lost a lot of money on?
Stock market?
No, a Microsoft thing.
Oh, the Surface.
Yeah, there you go, Surface. And it was, I did not like the keyboard at all.
Come on, Mike, because you can go.
You could dance all over. I should have danced with it. What was I thinking? Clearly was not following through with what they promoted.
Just Googling Bleed Space Geek, we are all of the results except for the second to last one.
Nice.
We're fucking dominating the world now. Google Images.
Are there images? Is it a picture of us?
Yep. It's the one of, yeah, me and you in the fishbowl. That's the second.
That's inappropriate. Is the first one our logo?
No, the first one's actually the Bleed Geek Movies calendar from April 2013.
That's weird. Try to look into that. Anyways.
It's a trap.
Twitter, Facebook, like, subscribe, share, YouTube,
Tumblr,
tumble us.
Tumble
I'll
us.
Tumble for you.
Well played. give us a call.
Call us.
Are you still? Are you looking to propose to that special someone? We'll do it on air for you. Are you looking?
We'll play the parts. You can decide which one's which.
Mike has a beastly beard, so he would play a good lady. That doesn't even make any sense, Randy.
You heard it here first.
Or if you want to get your business out there, we're cheap.
406-794-3357.
Or send us an email at fans@bleedgeek.com.
As always,
follow us individually.
Yeah, that.
I am at the Crandall on
Twitter
and Instagram and crandall.tumblr.com.
And I am at Mike037
on all three.
I don't know if that's true on Tumblr. It probably
You're
is.
You're Mike. Just
Mike. Just Mike. It's a long weekend, so stay safe.
Enjoy it. Get out to the state fair. The weather's supposed to be awesome on Sunday and Monday.
Do labor. Is it Labor Day?
Yeah.
Is it Memorial Day?
Don't work.
Labor Day.
Say F work, unless you work for like the food industry, and then people like me need you.
Or the retail industry.
Yeah.
Or the airlines. Or some sort of transportation company.
Sorry, guys.
Hopefully you
can enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. We thank you for listening, as always. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Han shot first.